Masechet Baba Mesia, Daf Yod Gimel. We're at Yud Bet Amud Bet in the new Mishnah. Masa Shitrechov, Im Yesh Behen Achrut Nechasim Lo Yachzir, Shebetin Nifrain Mehen. En Bet Ben Behen Achrut Nechasim Yachzir, Sheen Betin Nifrain Mehen, Tibre Rabbi Meir. If someone finds a loan document, and now you don't know who to give it back to. You know someone lost it, and the question is, should you give it back to the lender? And in that case, the lender will be able to use it to collect. Well, that would make sense if the lender lost it, because this loan is outstanding. Then it would make sense to give it back to the lender so then he can go collect his loan. On the other hand, maybe this loan either was never effectuated. The borrower never gave the document to the loan. Maybe he wrote it. Wrote the document and then never went through with it. Or maybe the loan was made and repaid, and then the lender gave the loan document back to the borrower, and it's the borrower that lost it, in which case it should be given back to the borrower, not the lender, allowing the lender to collect again. So what do we do in such a case? There's a machloket, and here's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it depends on whether there's a lien written in the document on the land of the borrower. So if there is a lien that's written in there, then you should not return it to the lender. Why? Because then the lender will be able to go to Beit Din and say, I want to collect my debt. And if the borrower has no assets, then the Beit Din will go after land that the borrower had from the time of the writing of that document, from the time of the loan that he owned then. Even if he sold it in the meantime, the Beit Din will allow the lender to go to the buyers and repossess that property. And so the idea is here that since we're not sure if the lender is authorized to collect the loan, then we cannot give it back to him, and then he's going to go after that liened property. However, if there is no lien written in the document on the land of the borrower, then return it to the lender, because the Beit Din will not be able to go after the property of the borrower. Now we'll ask, well, what about still using this loan? The lender will be able to collect from the free assets, the current assets of the borrower. So the Gemara is going to have to deal with this. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim omerim ben kach ben kach lo yachzir mipnei shebeit din nifrain mehen. Hachamim say, no matter what, you do not return the promissory note to the lender, because the Beit Din will use it to collect. It's not clear if they mean collect from the available property of the borrower, or even the lien property. We're going to see a machloket about this on Amud Bet. But the point is that since it can still be used, and we're not sure if this loan is outstanding, so we cannot give it to the borrower, give it back to the lender. That's the Mishnah. Now, there's a lot of moving parts here, and the Gemara is going to ask how we can explain each of the clauses of this Mishnah. B'may askinan, ilem akishachayav modeh, ki yesh behen achrut nechasim amai lo yachzir ha-modeh. What case are we talking about? Is it where the borrower admits that he owes money, or does not admit that he owes money? That's the two options, and we're going to see this is going to be the major machloket. The first half of the sugya is going to be from the Amoraim of Bavel. They have an argument about this, and then the second half is going to be from Amorae Eretz Yisrael, who also have a machloket about whether it's when the borrower admits or not. So we're going to explain it both ways. Now, if we say that it's where the borrower admits, yes, I do owe the money, right? And therefore, it would seem that you should give the document to the lender. So in that case, when there is a lien on the property, why shouldn't you return it to the lender? The borrower admitted it. Now, it's true, you're going to go and collect property from the buyers in that case, but that's okay. It should be okay, because if the document was held by the lender, then the lender would be able to go and collect the money and even repossess property. So now the borrower said, I admit, this should be in the hands of the lender. I still owe money. And so that should be like a regular thing, a regular document in the hands of a lender. Yes, and they will be able to possess. So it can't be that, because then why would Rabbi Meir say that you don't return it when there's a lien, you should be able to return it. And if the borrower does not admit that he owes money, he denies it. Says, no, there was no loan, or I repaid the loan. There was no, I'm not liable. Well, then, even if there's no lien recorded in the document, how can you return it? Even though the bet din, the lender, will not be able to repossess lien property, still he can take the unsold property that the borrower currently has. So then, in that case, how could it be made to say that you return the document when there is no lien, right? Still, maybe the loan is not outstanding. How can you give it back to the lender? So that's the question. And here's the first answer that's going to be the opinion of Rav Aseh. לעולם כשחייב מודה ואחיינו טעמה דחשין אנשי מהכתב ללוות בניסן ולא לבעד תשרה ואתה למטרף לקוחות שלא כדין. Really, we're talking about a case where the borrower admitted. Okay, since the borrower admitted that he owes, then we understand why when there's no lien, you return it, because then the lender will go and collect the available property from the borrower. Now, why don't you return it when there is a lien? Here's the reason, because we worry. Maybe the borrower drafted the document in Nisan because he was expecting to borrow some money, and he thought that would be at that point in Nisan. But in the end, for whatever reason, he didn't borrow the money in Nisan. But the document's already written with a Nisan date on it. But when he eventually got around to actually getting the money and giving over the document in Tishrei. So now the lien should really only begin in Tishrei, 6 months later than the date on the document. However, when the lender has the document, since it says in Nisan, he will go after land that was owned by the borrower since Nisan that he sold in the meantime. So that's the problem. Land that he owned in Nisan, and then he sold it sometime during the summer. And really, the lender should not have a lien on it because the loan only started in Tishrei. But since it has this date on it, now he's going to go back and repossess land that he never rightfully had a lien on. Since we worry about that, when we find the document, even if the borrower says, yes, I still owe him money, we do not return it for fear that he will collect from this property that he doesn't rightfully have a lien on. Okay, now that's a good answer. The problem is, well, then we should worry about that for every loan document, not only one that was lost, even one that the lender had the whole time. Maybe it was dated back in Nisan and written back in Nisan and only given later. And so then we should not allow anybody to ever collect a lien on land, because maybe the document, maybe the loan was effectuated after the time of the sale of that land. Good question. We answer, kol shetare la rie. No, other loan documents are not compromised. There's no problem with them that we would suspect that there's any issue. But here, because it's lost, once it's lost, then we say, there's something wrong with this document. Before we give it back to the lender, we got to check everything to make sure it's okay. Right? Because sometimes one problem is just an indication that there are several problems here, and this is a weird thing that it got lost. So that's why we double check on it. Otherwise, we don't. Okay, on that answer, we're going to ask, Ela haditnan, kotvin shetar lelove, af api she'en mave imo, lechetechila hechi katvin hu. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Baba Batra that says, we allow, lechetechila, for a borrower, to write a loan document, even if the lender isn't there. And we say, okay, even if the lender's not here now, we'll write it for you. It's done in front of witnesses and all, and you'll give it to the lender when you get a chance, when you complete the loan. How can we ever allow this to happen? And we says we do it lechatechila. Why don't we worry about this? Nechus shema katab lelvot benisan velo lava atishre v'atel mitrav lakochot shelo kedin. We have to worry that it could be any month, but let's say they write it in Nisan, and maybe he won't go through with the actual loan until Tishrei, and now the lender will come and collect from property that he thinks was leaned, or that we think was leaned, the Bet Din thinks was leaned, because it says Nisan in the document, but really it's not true, because because the lien only begins in Tishrei. So we should therefore, this Mishnah doesn't make sense. We should never allow a borrower to write a document without the lender there and write the document only at the same time as the loan. Amarav aseh bishtitrek hakna'a da'a sha'abed nafsheh. Oh, this Mishnah here is when it says you can write a document even without the lender there. We're talking about not a regular loan document, but a deed of transfer. This is a document that says you have a lien on my property, even independent of a loan. Even if I never get money from you, I'm just for whatever reason, it's necessary for me to give you a lien on my property. In that case, the lien happens from the time of the signing of the document and has nothing to do with a loan, right? Because I obligate myself to you that this, you have this land, and therefore that kind of document you can write even without the receiver of the lien there, because it happens right away. But indeed, a regular loan document, one should not write it unless the borrower and the lender are both present and the loan happens at the very same time. Okay, good. We're okay, but we have a question. Well, now we're going to bring back our Mishnah and ask about this. The Mishnah said that if one finds a loan document and it has a lien in it, one should not return it. And we just explained that we're talking about a case where the borrower admitted that I owe the money. And why don't we return it? Because maybe they wrote it in Nisan, but they didn't finish the loan until Tishrei. And now he's going to collect from lien property illegally. Now we have a question. According to Rav Aseh, you just said that we don't write a document in such a case, right? That with lechatechila, we're not allowed to write a regular loan document without the lender there and without the loan happening immediately. So according to you, Rav Aseh, that you just answered that, why don't you return it to the lender? We elaborate on the question. If it's a deed transfer, well then the lien happens immediately from the time of the deed. And so then there's no problem. We don't have to worry that is illegally going to be taking lien property. The property is really lien from the time in the document. If it's a different type of deed, like a regular loan document, you just said that we don't allow lechatechila writing of loan documents without the lender there having the loan at the same time, and therefore there's no need to worry that if we give it to the lender, he's going to illegally collect a lien. He rightfully has a lien on it, because we don't have to worry about that time gap because we don't write it without the lender there. All good questions. Amar lach Rav Aseh, af agav de shetare de lav hakna ki leka mave behadela katvinan matitin kevan dinfal itra le chashin and dilma ikreve uvechatub. Rav Aseh says you're right, even though a document that's not a transfer deed, but a loan document, when the lender is not there, we don't write it. Lecha techila, you're right, we don't write it. However, in our Mishnah, since it fell and it was lost, so we say, this compromises the situation. And so once we worry about one problem, we suspect there may be other problems here. And we worry, maybe it happened, b'di'avad, and it was written in such a way. It could happen, right? They expect the lender to come. They told him he's going to come. The writers of the document forgot this law. Whatever, it could happen that such a document is written. And so once it's lost, we say, maybe this was written, but wasn't given over, and the loan was not completed until some months later. And then, so therefore, we can't give it to the lender because we have to protect those buyers and not allow their land to be repossessed illegally. That's all the opinion of Rav Aseh. Abaye Amar. עדה בחתומיו זכין לו, ואפילו שתרא דלאו הקנאה. Abaye has a different opinion about loan documents, and he said there's no difference between loan documents and documents of transfer. At the minute that the witnesses sign even a loan document, the lien is effectuated. And as long as it's eventually given to the lender at the time of the loan, retroactively the lien happens from the time of the writing of the document. And so therefore there's no problem of collecting the lien property illegally, because the lien in fact happens from the time of the writing. That's his opinion. Even if it's not a deed of transfer, we retroactively say that the lien is from the time that the document is written, which has to be also the date that's written on that document. Now, why did Abaye say that in the first place? Well, he was dealing with this very issue. Meshum de kashyale kevan damat bishtare de lav haknaa kilet el mave behade lo katvinan like al mechash tikre uchtuv. Because of that Mishnah in Baba Batra that we just spoke about, and we said that a shtar that's not a deed of transfer, when the lender is not there, we don't read it. So then we don't write it. So then you shouldn't have to worry that it would have been written. Rabbi doesn't like this answer that we gave for Rav Aseh, that we have to bid the avad, we have to worry that maybe it was written. No, it doesn't make sense. If the chatechila, you can't write it, then we're not going to have any document like that. So he just says, I don't worry about that. And the reason he doesn't worry about that is because he thinks the lien happens right away. Okay, now Abaye is going to have to deal with all the questions that we've just had. How is he going to explain our Mishnah? And yet another Mishnah we're going to bring in, that's for later in this Masechet on Daf Yud Chet. Ela haditnan. How are you going to explain this Mishnah that says, if someone finds a get or a emancipation document, manumission document of a slave, or a will, or a gift, a document of a gift, or a receipt that someone received, let's say a woman received her ketubah, and she writes a receipt, all these things you do not return to the person who is owed the money. Why? Maybe they were written, and then whoever wrote them never ended up giving it. I was thinking of giving a gift to someone. I wrote them a gift document, right? My car is gifted to you. And then I said, you know what? I don't want to give the gift. And then I kept the document myself. So if we find it, we can't give it to the recipient, because maybe it was never really his. And then he's going to take that and say, oh, look, see, this car is mine. Now we ask, even if the giver changed his mind, so what? Abaye, you just said that whenever the witnesses sign on the document, then that already effectuates the transfer. It effectuates a lien or whatever transfer is written on the document. So return it to the recipient and let them use it. It doesn't really matter if they gave it over or not, if it's already done when the witnesses sign. We answer, says, no, Abaye only said that the witnesses effectuate the transfer when the giver actually gave over the document. Then retroactively, even if he gives a document over 6 months later, retroactively the transfer happens from the time of the signatures. However, if the giver never gave the document over to the receiver, then there is no transfer ever happened. So in that case of the car, if I never gave you the document, then that's totally null and void. And so that explains why if we find a note, we cannot return it to the receiver of whatever is written in the note. Okay, we solved that. Ela matnitin de katane masa shitrehob im yesh ben acharut nechasim lo yachzir ve'okim na keshechayav modeh umishum shema katav levot benisan ve'lo lava ad tishre. Okay, now we have to explain our Mishnah that said if you find a loan document and it has a lien on it, you cannot return it Not you don't return it, not according to Bimeir, not according to Chachamim. And we, when we just discussed this, we said it's talking about a case where even where the borrower agrees that he owes the money. And why don't we return it then? If the borrower agrees, why don't you return it to the lender? Because maybe they wrote it in Nisan, and now, but the loan didn't happen until Tishrei, and he's going to illegally collect leaned property. Bishlama l'Rav Aseh d'amar bishtare akniyata mokila bishtare d'lav akniyata uchdamrinan. El l'abaye d'amar eda b'chatumav zachin lo ma'ika le'memar. This whole line of reasoning made sense for Rav Aseh, because he said that, when can you write a document without the lender present in a deed of transfer? That was that Mishnah in Baba Batra. And this Mishnah, he says, is talking about a regular loan document where also you're not supposed to write it without the lender there. But it could happen that b'di'avad that such a thing happened, and then it was delayed, and then someone lost it, and now that we lost it, we suspect maybe it was delayed, and he's going to collect from the leaned property illegally. That we all checks. Ela la Abaye, but according to Abaye, who says the second you write the loan document, even for a regular loan document, and even without the lender present, and even if the loan is not happening right then, it doesn't matter. The signing of the documents gives the lien over to the lender, and as long as eventually, even 6 months later, he gets the money and he gives over the document, then retroactively the lien is from Nisan. So then you don't have to worry about that problem, since you don't have to worry about that problem, and the borrower agreed that he owes the money, so then you certainly should give it back, give the found document back to the lender. How can Abaye explain our Mishnah? Here's the thing. We suspect in our Mishnah that the loan really was paid back, and the loan document was given back to the borrower, and the borrower lost it. But now that someone found it, the borrower and the lender collude, and they say, here's, let's make a deal. Borrower, you say that you never got paid, right? And I'll also say that I didn't pay. And then I'll get the document back, and I'll take it to court, and I say, I want to collect my property. And the borrower will say, I don't have any money. And then they will go and repossess the field that was sold in the meantime. Now that they repossess the field, so the buyer is out of field, and then the lender and the borrower will split the proceeds, and then it'll be the problem of the borrower to go back and say, oh, now you have to give me back the sale price, whatever. But the borrower already doesn't have any money. That'll take him a long time to figure that out. And so we worry about collusion. And so now that if the lender has it in his hand, so we're not going to worry about collusion in every case, because the lender has it. But if it's lost already, then this is suspicious, and we worry about that, and that's why we don't return it. That's Abaye's opinion. Now, we bring in yet another Amora from Babel, Shemuel, who's really a first generation. He's before Abaye, but nevertheless, we're going to see how they fit together. Shemuel, in general, does not hold of that we worry about collusion. You don't have to worry about that. That's very rare. Hanicha isabala kirav aseh tama bishitre hakna'a moki matnitin bishitre delav halva'a. So Shmuel can fit together with the opinion of Rav Asher that when can you write a document without the lender there if it's a transfer document, and this Mishnah is talking about a loan document, and it could happen that still it's written without the lender there, and then the date will be in Nisan, but he'll collect it but he'll get the money in Tishrei, and then the lender, if we give back to the lender, he'll illegally get from leaned property. Okay, that all fits. Ela isabar ke Abaye, but here Shmuel is earlier. You have to say really if Abaye follows Shmuel. The point is, if you put these two opinions together, damar edaba chatumav zachin lo ma'ika le'me'amar, because Abaye said that the writing of the document already creates the lien, as long as it's given eventually, and it is given eventually, and the borrower admits that he owes the money. So now, and we don't worry about collusion either, because we're following Shmuel. So then, what could be the problem? Shmuel mikil matnitin ke she'en hayav mode. Okay, now we shift over to a completely different answer. This whole time, we were assuming that the Mishnah was talking about a case where the borrower admits. And so then, that's why it makes sense that we were going to return it in some case, right, when there's no lien because he admitted it. But now we're going to shift to a totally new answer where the borrower denies that he owes money. Okay, now we have to answer a whole different set of questions. If the borrower didn't admit, then how can you return it when the when there's no lien on it? Okay, even though since there's no lien on it, we don't have to worry about collecting from buyers, but still the lender can collect from the available unsold property of the borrower. This is a lost document. Let the lender prove that it was his. Otherwise, why should you allow the lender to collect a loan that maybe was already paid, and the borrower denies that it was paid? Good question. Shmuel ta'amed, Amar Shmuel. Omer haya Rabbi Meir, shetar chov she'en bo achariut nechasim, en gover lo mimishabedeh ve'lo mibnei horeh. Shmuel follows his same opinion, he says, somewhere else, where he quotes Rabbi Meir, and that's who we're concerned with here, Rabbi Meir, because he's the only one that says you return the document ever. Chachamim say you never return the document, so they're no problem. Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Meir is that a document that has no lien on it, you cannot use the document not to collect from lien property and not even from free property that's unsold, that's not currently in the hands of the borrower. A document without a lien is not useful for collecting a loan. Now we wonder, well, if you can't use it to collect a loan, then what are you returning it for? Who needs it? It's worthless. Amar Rabbi Natan bar Oshaya lasur al pis lochito shel malve. Oh, we can use it to cover the opening of a flask. We could use it as a bottle cap. So the lender says, oh, I really want that. It's a nice bottle cap. So that's why we return it to him. But in fact, we don't have to worry that he's going to illegally collect a loan from it because it cannot be used to collect a loan. Wait a second, then why give it to the lender? Why not give it to the borrower, right? Maybe it's his, and he's the one that lost it. No, the borrower, remember, he denied this whole claim. He says, no, it never happened. There was no promissory note. I never gave him a loan. I never wrote a document. He could also say that it was already paid, but he could be saying that there was no loan at all. So he denies that this document is even ever was ever written, it even exists. It was a forgery. Fine, so we'll take him at his word. Oh, this was a forgery. It was never yours. Who had it? The lender. The lender forged it. All right. Well, then it's his. The paper, anyway, is his. So give him the parchment and let him use it as a bottle cap. All right. That concludes the opinions of the Amoraim from Bavel. But now we see there's a parallel machloket in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to end up bringing the two together. Amar Rabbi El Azar machloket b'she'en hayav modeh. The machloket in our Mishnah is when the borrower does not admit, he denies the loan. That's the same as Shmuel's opinion. Okay, the beast Meir Savad shtar she'en bo achariut nechasim eno goveh lo mimishabedeh velo mibnei horeh. Rabbi Meir thinks that if it has no lien written in the document, then you can't use it to return at all. And that's why if there's no lien, you may as well return it to the lender. If there is a lien, then you don't return it. So we understand it being meir. Rabbanan sabre mi mishabedeh hu de lagabe mi bnei horeh mi gba gabe. Aval kishachayav modeh, dibra kol yachzir velo chashinan lepiraon velekenunya. Rabbanan say that even if there's no loan, no lien on it, you can't use it to get sold property, but you can get unsold property with it, and that the borrower is denying it. So we can't just give the document back to the lender, and therefore that's why according to Chachamim, you don't give it back to the lender at all. And that's all when the machloket is when the borrower denies. But if the borrower admit that I owe money, then Everybody, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, would agree that you return it. And we don't worry that it was already paid and they're colluding. Right? Rabbi Elazar doesn't worry about that. Because he says the machloket is only when he denies the loan. But if he admits to the loan, right, then there's no machloket. So that means there's no, we don't worry about any of that, any of these problems. That explains Rabbi Elazar. And that fits also with Shemuel. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Machloket Kishechayav Modeh. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that the argument in the Mishnah is when the borrower admits. This would be like Rav Aseh, and actually even more like Abaye. We're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye are following the same opinions. V'derbi Meir Sabar, Shtar She'en Bachrut Nechasim Mishabedehu Delagabe, Amav B'nei Chore Migba Gabe. According to Rabbi Meir, if there's no lien on it, then he can only collect from available property, but not from lien property. And since that's true, and he admitted that he owes it, so then you can return it to the lender, right? There's no problem. There's nothing to worry about. The Rabbanan sabre mishabede nami gabe. Rabbanan say that even if it doesn't have a lien written in the document, we consider it assumed, and the court can collect from sold property no matter what, whether there's the lien is written or whether the lien is not written in the document. And that's why Chachamim say you can never return the document no matter what. That's where the machloket is. Aval kishen hayav modeh, dibra kol lo yachzir dechashinan lepiraon. But if the document if the borrower denies this loan, that he owes anything, or he says it was repaid, then according to everybody, and Chachamim, we do not return the document because we suspect maybe it was already paid, right? We tell the lender, what, you want this back? Prove that it's owed, right? Otherwise, we do not give it to the lender. Okay, that's the two opinions. Now we're going to ask a serious question. Tanya kevete de Rabbi Yochanan, v'tiyubta de Rabbi Elazar b'chada, v'tiyubta de Shmuel b'tarte. We have a baraita. Baraita is from the Tanaim. That's of greater authority than all of these Amoraim. And this baraita supports Rabbi Yochanan, and thereby supports Abaye also. And this is going to be a challenge to Rabbi Elazar on one count, and it's going to be a challenge to Shemuel on two counts. Right after the Braita, we'll elaborate what these counts are. Here's the Braita. Masa shitre chob v'yesh ben acharut nechasim. Af al pi shenehem modim, lo yachazir, lo lazeh ve'lo lazeh. If you find the loan document and it has a lien in the document. Even if they both admit to the loan, that means the borrower admits. So this is the case of that Rabbi Yochanan was assuming. Do not return it, not to either party, certainly not to the lender. And so this also fits when there's a lien, you don't return, right? This fits with Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. However, en bahen achrut nechasim bizman shalove modeh yachzir en alove modeh lo yachzir lo lazeh ve lo lazeh dibrer bi meir. But if there is no lien on it, then if the borrower admits that he owes it, then you return it. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And if the borrower denies it, then you don't return it to anyone, according to Rabbi Meir. All that fits exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the Beraita continues to explain the reasoning. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Shetare Sheyesh Bahen Achrayut Nechasim, Gove Menechasim Meshubadim, Veshen Bahem Achrayut Nechasim, Gove Menechasim Benechorin, Hachemim Omrim, Echad Ze, Vechad Ze, Gove Menechasim Meshubadim. Rabbi Meir thinks that a loan document that has a lien written in it, you can use that to collect from lien property, and if it does not have a lien written on it, then you can still use it to collect from unsold property. And Chachamim think that both types, one can collect from lien property, even if it's not written in it, it's assumed that is so. All right, that's their general opinions about lien being written in it and what the power of the document is. But here we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and you see that this follows the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tiyubta de Rabbi Elazar b'chada. This is a challenge to Rabbi Elazar on one count. We're actually going to show there's two counts here, but we're going to say they are based on each other. So it's really like one. Damar le Rabbi Meir shetar she'en ba'achriut nechassim eno gobe menechassim meshubadim velo menechassim b'nei horin ve'kamar ben Rabbi Meir ben Rabbanan la hashinan le kenunya. Because after all, Rabbi Elazar said that according to Rabbi Meir, if there's no lien written in the document, you cannot use it to collect anything at all. Not lien document and not even unsold document, not lien property and not even unsold property. So that's what Rabbi Elazar said about Rabbi Meir. But this Baraita did not say that about Rabbi Meir. So that is that's a contradiction. And furthermore, Rabbi Elazar thought that both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbanan, we don't worry about kenunya, because he said that if the borrower admits that he owes it, then everybody agrees that we give it back. So you see that he doesn't worry about kenunya, and Rabbi Meir, according to this Baraita and according to Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye, do worry about collusion. So you see that it cannot work with Rabbi Elazar. Baraita katane, and you see this is different. What Rabbi Elazar just said is different from what the Baraita said, because the Baraita said that shtash en vachlut nechasim mishabede hud lagabe hamibne horin migba gabe. The Baraita said that all a document that has no lien on it is true. You cannot use it to collect lien property, but you can use it to collect unsold property. Ve'katane ben Rabbi Meir ben Rabbanan hashina nekenunya dekatane afapish shenehem modim lo yachzir lo laze ve'lo laze alma hashina nekenunya. And the Baraita says that both according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, we worry about collusion. And the Baraita didn't say anything about collusion explicitly, but we can figure it out, because the Baraita said that when they both agree, that is, the borrower agrees that he owes money, then we do not return it, not to the borrower and not to the lender. Why not? Why not return it to the lender, since the borrower agreed that he owes the money? Must be because we worry about collusion. So you see that this is different from Rabbi Elazar on both of these points. So now we ask, V'ha and Hane Tartehu, you said this, we have a challenge against Rabbi Elazar on one point, but you just showed that it's different on two different counts. And we answer, Hadahu, the Had Ta'amhu, Temishum, the Kamar Rabbi Elazar, Machloket, Beshe'en, Hayav, Modeh, Hu, Metare, Sachi. Really, it's all one. Since Rabbi Elazar says that the argument is when the borrower does not admit, that's why he explained it in that manner. And so, really, that those two points fit together. Tiyubta de Shmuel betarte. Now, Tiyubta, there's a challenge against Shmuel on two counts. Hada ke Rabbi Elazar. One is what we just said, which was really two in one by itself. Because after all, Shmuel, like Rabbi Elazar, said that the Mishnah, the machlok of the Mishnah, is when the borrower does not admit, and so that would have all the consequences that we just said. And here's another challenge against Shmuel. Shmuel, Shmuel said that if someone finds a document of transfer where there's surely a lien in the marketplace, he returns it to the owner, meaning the one who has the lien and can collect the properties. So you see that Shmuel explains, because we don't worry that really it was repaid, this lien was he paid money removed the lien, and then would have given back the document, and the borrower is the one that lost it, but they're colluding together to repossess that property, and then they'll split it, right? We don't worry about that, and that's why when we find it, we give it back to the lender. Now, this is a challenge to Yubta. Dekatani hacha, afa pishishne modim, lo yachzir lo laze velo laze, al machashin an nepiraon. Vachoshiken hacha, de lo mode love, de chashin an nepiraon. In our Baraita, it says that even if they both agree, meaning the borrower agrees that, yes, I still owe the money and this lien is outstanding, nevertheless, you do not return the loan document, not to the borrower and not to the lender, because we worry that they're going to collude. Maybe it was actually repaid And now they're just going to collude. That's why we don't give it to the borrower either. Because you give it to the borrower, oh, he'll give it to the lender and say, hey, you know what? Look, now we have this document and we can go and collect from that lien property and we'll split the difference. So you see in the Braita, we worry that something was repaid and there will collude. And if the Braita says you cannot return it to either party, even where the borrower admits that he owes money, then all the more so, you will not return it to either party, not, certainly not to the lender, when the borrower denies that he owes anything at all. Because maybe, in fact, it was repaid. You can't give it to the lender because the borrower says, I don't owe you anything. So how can you give it to the lender when the lender would have to prove that this loan is still outstanding? And this, in either case, would challenge Shmuel, who says that you do give it back to the owner. And so we see that this Braita is a challenge to the Bi'el Hazad on one count and to Shmuel on two counts, and we leave the question standing. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.